This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting is underway for the sixth and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this phase, polling is being held in 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over six states and two union territories. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Voting began at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 6 p.m. Over 49% voters had already cast their vote by 3 p.m. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate will be locked in EVMs include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Menaka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipinder Singh Hooda, Kumari Sailja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti are also in the fray. Over 11 crore voters are eligible to vote in this phase across 1.14 lakh polling stations. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting. The poll body has specially reminded voters in urban centres like Delhi, Gurgaon and Faridabad to exercise their right to vote and break the trend of urban apathy. Simultaneously, polling is being held for 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the third phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for Karnal seat in Haryana and Gainsari constituency in Uttar Pradesh are also taking place. Over 49% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. statewide polling percentages. In West Bengal, over 70%, Jharkhand over 54%, Uttar Pradesh nearly 44%, Haryana over 46%, Bihar over 45%, Jammu and Kashmir over 44%, and NCT of Delhi over 44%, Odisha over 48%. Campaigning continues for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today accused INDI alliance parties of being opportunistic and a coalition of dynastic parties. Addressing election rallies in Pataliputra and Karakat parliamentary constituencies, Mr. Modi said family-centric parties like the Congress, Samajwadi Party, National Conference, RJD, NCP and AAP want to make the Prime Minister's post a musical chair. He said these parties have no vision and they have only confusion. In Uttar Pradesh, star campaigners from various political parties campaigned for their party candidates today. Akashvani correspondent reports the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath addressed a public meeting in Salimpur, Balia and Chandoli in favour of party candidates today. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati addressed a public meeting in Gorakhpur. The BSP leader criticised the Congress for its wrong policies which led to its downfall. She also attacked the BJP for supporting capitalists and rich people while ignoring the poor. India Meteorological Department, IMD, today said that the deep depression over the east central Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm by this evening. The IMD, in a statement, said Cyclone Rimal is likely to cross between the Bangladesh and West Bengal coasts tomorrow midnight and become a severe cyclonic storm. The Maldives are set to introduce India's rupee service. The move is being seen to bolster the Maldivian Rufia. Meanwhile, there has not been any announcement of timeline for the launch. Rupee, developed by the National Payments Corporation of India, is India's premier card payment network. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles final of the Malaysia Masters Badminton in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, today. In table tennis, India's Manush Utpalbhai Shah and Manav Vikash Thakkar have entered the semi-finals of the World Table Tennis Contender in Rio de Janeiro. The star Indian duo defeated the home favourites Lukas Romanski and Felipe Doti in straight games 3-0 to enter the semis. And with that, we end this news bulletin.